Peace, power, purity. There is not a problem that touches your life that the Lord cannot meet. There is not a situation that impacts the human soul that God is not able to superintend. There is nothing that affects the deep desires of your heart that surprises God. All the involved circumstances of our little lives are planned by the Almighty. All the deep needs of our intricate personalities are anticipated by God. All the yearnings of our complex characters are foreknown by the Lord. All were anticipated when God planned our redemption in Jesus Christ. All were signed and sealed before the foundation of the world. And little by little, from eternity past, moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, month by month, the world rolled on towards that pivotal hour in history, when in agony and pain, and weighed down by your sins and mine, he pronounced words of grace and mercy. His victory shout of, "It is finished!" His victory over sin and Satan, and our tremendous gain. Our past sin, oh, so grievous in our own eyes, God knew about before we were born. Our guilt before a holy God and failure in our own eyes was dealt with at the cross. God chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He says this so that our consciences could be stilled and our hearts at peace with him. Our present, fears within and foes without, may all be placed in his strong hand. Our lives yielded, our circumstances controlled by him, who is holy and loving and wise. Do we need peace? It is found in Christ and him alone. Do we need power? It is found in Christ and him alone. Do we need purity? It is found in Christ and in him alone. Peace, power, purity. They are all found in Christ, and we are positioned in him. Our deepest need, therefore, is to maintain communion with him, so that our full supply of the Spirit may be sustained. His risen life will then be ministered to us through the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, his risen life will then be administered to us by means of the Holy Spirit of life.